Welcome back to Mac Minutes. This is episode 21 for March 16th, Apple special event and WWDC scheduled, and product reviews of the SanDisk Ultra Dual Drive USB-C flash drive and Belkin Powerhouse Charge Dock. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss the upcoming Apple March 25th special event, the Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly known as WWDC, and review the SanDisk Ultra Dual Drive USB-C flash drive, along with the Belkin Powerhouse Charge Dock. Let's get started with our feature stories. Apple has sent invites out to members of the press and other guests for a March 25th special event. The event will be held at the Steve Jobs Theater at Apple's new campus in Silicon Valley in California. Not to anyone's surprise, Apple hasn't offered up any announcement of what it plans to launch at the event, but is currently believed to center around services versus hardware. It is expected that Apple will reveal information about its long-rumored streaming video service, though its launch may be later in the year. It's expected the announcements will be focused on an updated news offering with the addition of a subscription service. The general consensus amongst the tech world strongly suggests that the company's long-rumored streaming video service will take center stage. This will be Apple presenters with a host of Hollywood's elite. There's likely to be another announcement on tap. Apple is working on a premium magazine and news subscription service built on its acquisition of Texture. While unlikely, it is possible for hardware to make an appearance at the event. I am basing that on the education-focused March event last year that did involve hardware releases, including an updated iPad. Supply chain reports and analyst speculation point to Apple releasing numerous new products across the entirety of 2019. The only items we know that are forthcoming and could potentially be in the March special announcement are more updated iPads and the long-awaited AirPower charging mat. You can stream the event at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and there will be a Mac Minutes podcast soon following the event with the highlights. If you miss it, you can likely find it soon after available with a link from their website. In other Apple news, Apple has officially announced dates and opened registration for its annual developer conference, WWDC, where it will likely unveil iOS 13, macOS 10.15, watchOS 6, and tvOS 13. WWDC 2019 will kick off June 3rd in San Jose, California, and run through the week. Major platform updates are unleashed during the conference keynote on opening day. Phil Schiller, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, "WWDC is Apple's biggest event of the year. It brings thousands of the most creative and dedicated developers from around the world together with over 1,000 Apple engineers to learn about our latest platform innovations and to connect as a community. Our developers are incredibly passionate about creating the next generation of mind-blowing experiences for the world through apps. We can't wait to get together with them and share what's next," ended Schiller. Let's now move on to a couple product reviews. The first item is the SanDisk Ultra Dual Drive USB-C flash drive available at Apple for your Mac. This is an item which is a necessity to have with you in this two USB world we are currently living in right now. I got to admit, my adapter bag has never been larger. Not having adapters for Lightning, USB-A, and USB-C, and all the others like HDMI and so on. The SanDisk Ultra Dual Drive USB-C flash drive takes advantage of USB-C speeds to rapidly transfer files to and from your Mac. What sold me on this drive is the maximum flexibility. The drive includes both a reversible USB Type-C connector and a standard USB Type-A connector. Its elegant metal design helps keep your photos, movies, music, and data safe as you carry and share them. You can easily transfer files amongst all your Macs. It has a retractable design with a reversible USB-C connector and a traditional USB connector. It has a high-speed USB 3.1 performance of up to 150 megabytes per second. The bottom line, it's a fast, easy-to-carry storage for your media files. There are different sizes, 64 and 128 gigabytes. The 64 gigabytes is $24.95, and the 128 gigabytes is $39.95, and is available online from Apple or your nearest Apple store. The next item we're going to review on Mac Minutes is the Belkin Powerhouse Charge Dock for Apple Watch and iPhone Charging Dock. I'm one of those people that in the morning before I go to work, I have to have my belongings laid out and organized. I use this dock after giving up on the horizontal Qi charging mats. I have on too many occasions got ready to leave for work only to find out my phone and pad were not properly aligned, resulting in an uncharged phone. A good tip is if you are going to get a Qi charger, get one where the phone leans against the charging pad. I found these to work substantially better. One I have around the house is made by Tilt, and I'll review that in my next podcast. Back to the Belkin's Valet Charge Dock. The Valet Charge Dock for Apple Watch and iPhone is the first dock to include an integrated Apple Watch charger. The dock uses the same magnetic technology as the Apple Watch charging cable. Magnets align the connectors automatically, and inductive charging begins instantly. You can see this device in the show notes at www.macminutes.blubry.net. The dock also features an integrated lightning connector for iPhone. With both connectors hardwired into the dock, charging your Apple Watch and iPhone simultaneously can be done with a single cable. The minimal design of the dock mirrors the look and feel of your devices to provide an elegant dual charging solution. This compact and high-performing accessory will be an attractive addition to your workspace. It works with just about every iPhone, and it's compatible with the entire Apple Watch series. There are several places you can get the Valet Charge Dock, including Belkin, which can be found online at www.belkin.com. And of course, there is Amazon. The device retails for $99.95, and I have seen the item discounted several times. I do want to take a minute and talk about our Mac Minutes podcast group. We have just started this Facebook group where you can add to discussions, ask questions, or provide recommendations for future episodes. We now have some Mac Minutes podcast coffee mugs available, and we'll be putting some bonus episodes out there in the near future. It's free to join, and if you search Mac Minutes podcast group, you can request access. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes, and it's available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.